أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وليستعفف الذين لا يجدون نكاحا حتى يغنيهم الله من فضله والذين يبتغون الكتاب مما ملكت أيمانكم فكاتبوهم إن علمتم فيهم خيرا وآتوهم مما لله الذي آتاكم ولا تكرهوا فتياتكم على البغاء إن أردنا تحصنا لتبتغوا عرض الحياة الدنيا ومن يكرهن فإن الله من بعد إكراههن غفور رحيم. ولقد أنزلنا إليكم آيات مبينات ومثلا من الذين خلوا من قبلكم وموعظة للمتقين.
And those who do not find the means for marriage, then they should keep themselves chaste until Allah Ta'ala provides for them the means out of His grace. There may be two classes of people. One is poor, but he can work, or he has some type of trade, and or he's got some type of a job opportunity. And the other person, he doesn't know trade, and there is no job opportunities for him. So he needs to get married, there is an urge, but he doesn't have a trade, nor is there any job opportunity available. So such a person should keep himself chaste until Allah Ta'ala provides him the means out of His grace, by fasting, etc., so that there isn't an overwhelming urge to marry. وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Then there is another situation where your slaves, when they desire freedom in lieu of some wealth, then what are you supposed to be doing? فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ. Then give them this opportunity that they can earn their freedom through a certain amount of wealth, provided you see and you know of some good in them. The good is they are not going to be turning out to be a liability for themselves and for people. You freed them and they cannot manage life. They don't know how to manage life. They don't have the ability, they don't have the strength to manage life themselves. So they become liabilities for people in general. So if you know that there is some good in them, in other words, they can manage life. Number two, they will not be a nuisance, problem, or a threat for the peoples in general. So they know how to manage life, and they don't become a nuisance, a threat for people after they have gained and earned their freedom. So if you know that there is some good there in them, then grant them this type of an opportunity. وَاتُوهُمْ. And also, when these people have to ask you for this type of a contract, then after you have agreed and signed, آتُوهُم مِن مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. Above the opportunity that you have provided them, then assist them also from the wealth of Allah Ta'ala that He has provided for you. You have agreed on a certain amount, for example, 60,000 for his freedom. So after you have agreed, then assist him. In other words, waive some part of the payment, one quarter or one third of the payment, 15,000 or 20,000. So it makes it easier for him to earn his freedom. وَلَا تُكْرِهُ. But Allah Ta'ala says it in such beautiful words, this wealth that you're going to be providing for them is from the wealth that Allah Ta'ala has provided for you. So remember, it is Allah Ta'ala that is providing, and you in turn are required to provide and look after those people that are lesser privileged than yourself. But overall it is Allah Ta'ala that is blessing you all the time. So don't forget about Allah Ta'ala's blessing upon you. Don't look at it from a single dimension that you are assisting and supporting. It is Allah Ta'ala that is supporting you, and perhaps He is supporting you in this manner because of your supporting those that are underprivileged. وَلَا تُكْرِهُ فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ. Those of you who have maids, slave women, then don't force them upon prostitution if they want to be chaste. In other words, when these women are chaste, then it is not even permissible for you to force them onto prostitution. Not to say that it is permissible to force them into prostitution if they are unchaste or if they desire prostitution. In all cases, it is impermissible and haram. But this becomes even more despicable when they want to be pure and clean, and then you stoop so low that you force them onto these type of insane activities. And really, it is not becoming of a man to force people into this type of a trade. So you do this just to earn some wealth in this life, and whoever forces them, then because they are acting out of compulsion and coercion, they have got no choice in the matter. So Allah Ta'ala, after such compulsion, will also still forgive them, and He is most merciful. And through the pages of the Quran, we have sent down to you clear commands. Commands that make everything very much clear, and illustrations of the people of the past, and admonition for the righteous.